I'm getting tired. Finn, if Kelly can take me, that would be really kind of him. Let me know what the fuel charges are, approximately. I'd like to contribute. I stood up and watched them both slowly do the same. Wait, Bounce, take the dress and your jewelry. Thank you again for your help last night. Bounce followed me back toward the bedroom. I turned to her before she left my side. Thank you for tonight, also. It's all hard for me to understand, looking back this way without a memory. But I can see why I loved you so much. I hugged her briefly. She hugged me back with much more commitment. We went back out into the hall, and Finn stood by the entrance. He turned to Bounce. Go on down, my car's outside. I trust you know which it is. I'll meet you there in a second, Finn said sarcastically, opening the door for her. She shot me a knowing look, but before she could respond to him, he shut the door, just missing her face. Evelyn, you're coming back. If not, I'll just keep coming after you. He stared into my eyes, making me want to swear to just about anything. Yes, I'm coming back. Just give me a chance to digest all of this. Going home is the right thing, and everyone can make their arrangements without worrying about me. I smiled through how nervous he was making me. As if in response, he demonstrably placed his hands at his sides, but his gaze continued to smolder. There was no way this man was jealous of Ari. I couldn't imagine a person in the world he would feel inferior to. Finn was like a radiant ball of energy you just couldn't burn out. I felt like I was teetering on the edge of him, more and more anxious for the fall. Before I could react, he kissed me swiftly on the lips. Smiling at my expression of surprise, he whispered, "I'll see you tomorrow." As he moved away from me with effort, he opened the door, saying goodnight with one last beaming grin.